Hello, I'm Sarah Schuk. I'm a freelance journalist, and I wrote the Brussels Art Guide 2026.
So this is a guide that comes out every 2 years, and it's small, but it's absolutely jam-packed with useful information. Anybody who wants to know something about galleries and art in Brussels needs this book.
Yes, I agree. And the idea was that it really shows the entirety of the art scene. So it includes museums, galleries, private spaces, foundations, nonprofit spaces, artist-run spaces, art bookshops, anything that has to do with art, even all the art schools in the city. We try to be very complete.
Well, also you have maps, which are really interesting because you really see how many galleries there are in Brussels looking at those maps.
Yes, there are a lot of maps which show the different neighborhoods because one of the specificities of the Brussels art scene is that it's not all concentrated in the center, but that it's very spread out. You have art spaces in Anderlecht, in Molenbeek, in Ixelles, and so you can explore the city neighborhood by neighborhood, for example.
And then you have a section called portraits. What's that?
There we introduce 10 young emerging artists based in Brussels. It doesn't mean that they're born here. They're artists from Venezuela, from France. The idea is not to show the best 10 artists, but to give a mosaic of the Brussels scene and show its diversity. Female, male, different backgrounds, different practices, just to give really an idea of the different things that are being done in the scene. What's interesting is that some of the artists are also very connected to Brussels in terms of their practice. There's, for example, one artist, Philemon Siesling, who does glassworks, but all the motifs that you see in the art are something that he discovers walking around Brussels. So it will be the facade of a night shop, for example, or just different things he sees in the cityscape, and they will come up in these glassworks, which is something you don't expect when thinking about glasswork, that it's this contemporary and this connected to the city today.
Is this abstract glasswork or is it glasswork that's practical?
That is really figurative. You will recognize the Brussels scenes or different codes from Brussels in these glassworks if you know the city.
And another artist?
Yes. Works in relation to the city is Antoinette Gansembourg, and more in the way that she looks at, for example, how nature is resilient within the city to have a kind of counterpoint. So, it's interesting to see how Brussels can play a role in the artists' thinking and their practices.
There's also bookstores listed, so these are all bookstores that have art.
Yeah, there are loads of different bookstores that sell art books and are specialized in it or that have a very good art section, like Filigrane, for example. What's interesting is there's, for example, the Tipi bookshop, which only sells photography books, especially independent ones, self-published. That's quite rare. Very interesting to have that here in Brussels. At the end of the guide, there's an overview of the major events spread out over the year. And of course, highlights are Art Brussels, the big fair, or a ceramic fair, which is quite new. There's also a photo festival, a design festival. Yeah, many different things to do throughout the year.
And where is the book available?
The book is available in all Brussels bookshops, also at the Visit Brussels info desk and at the Café Leopold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.